Horn is now covering the World Game.
The buzz starts straight away. I mean, this is the be-all and end-all.
They could turn defeat into humiliation here.
It's our time. It's City's time now.
Oh, it's a goal from Edin Dzeko.
Everyone's happy if United win on Derby Day.
Chance for Fletcher. Still, it's a goal.
We're going to beat them.
United's going to win 3-0, mate.
I think it'll be close. Hoping City will win.
A day to forget for Sir Alex Ferguson. What a precious goal it could be.
From England to Brazil.
It doesn't matter because he's gone in. It's Neymar.
Germany to Argentina.
Allá con Valdano Maradona.
We got you covered. This is the Pro-In with Kit McConico.
Yeah, could I speak to Sir Alex Ferguson, please?
Can I kick it?
Oh, happy Sunday morning, Austin, Texas, wherever you may be joining us across the world on hornfm.com. This is The Throw-In, 104.9 FM, AM 1260, and streaming worldwide on hornfm.com. You can listen anywhere on the Horn app. Man, we have a great show in store for you today. Gold Cup breakdown. We will be giving a eulogy of sorts to Chuck Blazer. Transfers, what's transpired, what is rumored to transpire. We will go around the world as always. We have a special guest in studio, native Austinite Caitlin Swartz, the founder and CEO of Upper 90, joining us to talk about her foundation and what they do here in the capital city in the world of soccer. We are giving away not one, but two pairs of tickets to the Manchester Derby this Thursday night in Houston at NRG Stadium. So make sure you listen for that. Figure out how you can win a pair of tickets to go watch City and United. But most importantly, the bet, ladies and gentlemen, the bet. It is the talk of the town, the talk of the soccer world. The Greek god, Zach Christodoulidis, the smash, Justin Simmons. And listeners, you and I, we're the winners in this one. Oh my gosh, I am so excited for this. As always,
dude,
thank you
him.
For joining us.
I'm ecstatic.
Oh my
he's
gosh.
He's doing the Mr. Burns. He's rubbing
he's
his
so,
hands
yeah,
together.
No, he's doing the evil mastermind.
Yeah, he's, like,
he's so proud of himself because he remembered that we bet on this, what was it, 3 weeks ago?
I know.
We have proof.
Were you even here when we made the bet?
I was here. I've been gone the last 2 weeks. Hey,
Okay.
Our international man of mystery over here.
I need time off. If I'm going to hang out with you guys, I need a break. I had to go away. I went to Northern California. No cell phone reception. Hung out with my brother my cousin. It was very relaxing. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, welcome back to Texas where the air conditioning in our studio doesn't work. Hope you enjoyed California weather the last couple weeks.
Yeah, the high where I was 72.
It's warmer in the studio.
It is probably closer to 92 in the studio.
Yeah.
It is quite warm. As always, we invite you to join the conversation. The text line 512-337-3776. Hit us up. Tell us where you're listening from and who you support and why. Always continuing our unofficial poll of soccer supporters. And make sure you listen for your chance to win tickets to United City Thursday night. We will be there in Houston. And Justin, well, Justin hopes his citizens can get the victory. Zach, same with his Red Devils. Because the loser, ladies and gentlemen, has to frost and dye their tips.
Of their hair.
Of the hair. Very, very, very important to put that one out there. For 10 days. You have to leave it in for 10 days. 10
I can do
full
that.
Days.
I'm confident in myself.
Can you have city blue highlights for 10 days, Zach?
Yeah, you do realize they have to be like light blue.
They've got to be city blue. Yeah, not the blue of that United jersey
yeah,
you're sporting.
Because Zach has dark hair. Now, it wouldn't stand out if it was like dark blue.
The original terms of the bet were that you would have the loser would either frost dip their hair or shave
blonde
their head. And originally it was blonde because we were making fun of Messi.
And Beckham
and all
Ronaldo,
the other soccer
so
superstars.
I was like, I'm down. I can do a Ronaldo.
And yesterday, I go to get my hair cut. And I mentioned to my hairdresser, I'm like, look, you're going to hate me. But I made this bet that if I lose, I'm going to have to either shave my head or do frost tips. And she was like, well, you know what? I can make frost tips look good. I can't make a shaved head look any better than what it is. So I think we decided, and I was talking to her about it. She's like, I can dye it any color. And I was like, all right, well, if we can do light blue, that would be great. They have a sky blue. She doesn't know much about soccer.
She sold you on this, and I know why. Because she showed you a picture of Justin Timberlake back in the day with his little frosted tips.
Oh,
and
no.
You were
kidding?
Like, oh my gosh. If JT can do it, I can do
all
it.
All you have
That's
to do
it.
Is
I
find,
know.
All you had to go do is look through Zach's high school yearbook and you'll find that same picture.
No, that was middle school. That wasn't high school. Come on, I'm sorry.
That was high school for me, Zach.
If anyone can find that Keelan yearbook, there will be a high price to pay. I assure you, if you can get that into my hands, I will make it worth your while.
So here's the deal.
Do we have to go look for that Austin High yearbook here too?
No.
Okay. Here's the deal though.
No.
I have no problem getting the blue highlights in my hair, right?
Okay.
Justin has been trying to back out of this bet all morning long, saying, oh, I don't know if I can do it.
Look, man, it's just because I think
I've got jobs and I can't. 10 days.
I think
you made the bet. You have to come through. Money where your mouth is, my friend. This is how it works.
No, you made the bet. I'm just happy to be like a pawn. I agree to many things without seeing the contractual obligations fulfilled. Have your lawyer write up something to my lawyer.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay.
Oh, I can do that.
I know you can. I have a good agent.
If you want to put this in some legalese, we can have that done quickly.
Legalese.
Yeah, Jason, can you help us out here?
So here's the deal.
All right, let's
hear this. Here's the deal.
I'm telling you, though, Zach and Kit is still way more excited about this than anybody else is.
If United wins, Justin has to frost his tips of his hair
red
for 10 days. You have to leave it in for 10 days. Conversely, if City wins, Zach has to do the same with a nice sky blue tint for 10 days.
Yeah, now, unfortunately, in soccer, there are such things as draws. So we've thought about it. We've thought it through. I think we know what we're going to do. If it is a draw where goals are scored, the first team to score is safe.
That's it. If it is a draw, say, for example, it's a 1-1 draw. United scores first. Justin has to dye his hair.
Same as a loss.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
These are the rules. You agreed to them. There's no backing out now,
but
my friend.
But no. I agree to certain things that we had set up
prior. I'm willing to do it for a 1-1 draw if United doesn't score first. You're just worried because you don't have a star-studded attack.
We don't have any right backs or left backs.
Exactly.
Except for Kyle Walker, who just joined the tour.
Is he going to help you out?
Oh, my gosh.
I hope so. Really?
Okay, let's spend $50 million on a back that's not proven.
But I digress. We went over this when they signed Sterling. You have to overpay for English talent in the Premier League.
You're ridiculous, as is your team.
But, unfortunately, and I know that a lot of American fans really hate that soccer has draws, but it gets worse because there are even such things as scoreless draws. Now, there's really no winner in a scoreless draw.
There will not be one if there's a scoreless draw in this one.
We're not going to go by possession.
So here's what happens. The hair gets off the table in a scoreless draw. I think we can all agree that that's fair.
If it's enough.
A scoreless draw, what happens is Kit McConico has to sing the fight songs of each team, and the other person has to join him along in singing it.
So I have to sing the City fight song with you.
Yes.
And I have to sing the United fight song with Justin.
Yes.
So I'm live on the radio. So I'm the real loser here.
Yes.
Okay.
In a scoreless draw, Kit McConico loses.
I heard that you have a great singing voice.
You heard wrong, my friend. That is emphatically untrue in every...
I thought you were a star of the Northern California karaoke scene.
Yeah, not so much.
Now, would you rather sing this? Or this?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. The Bobby Charlton one. That is fantastic.
What is that?
Is that to the tune of Take Me Home, Country Road?
It is.
Yes.
Take me home, United Road.
That will be the one that Justin and I sing if it is indeed a scoreless loss. So quick recap before moving on.
Wait, we have a lot to get to. Wait, before we go there. So
quickly.
If I have to make you sing an Oasis song, would that be fair enough?
That would be fair enough.
Because, they're huge fans.
It cannot be an Oasis song. It has to be a United...
If you can find a cover with City lyrics, then that's fine.
There you go.
I'm sure they exist. Okay. So if United wins, Justin has to dye his hair. If City wins, Zach has to dye his hair. 10 days. If it is a tie, the team who scores first, the other one has to dye their hair. And if it is a scoreless draw, we're all subject to terribleness. As you have to hear my singing voice.
And the unfortunate part with the scoreless draw is that the listeners also lose because they have to listen to us.
That's what I'm saying. So everybody's rooting for at least goals scored in this. All right. Remember, we're giving away tickets to this match. We're giving away a pair. We'll be giving those away later in the show. But we're giving away something right now. We always talk about that. You don't have to make a decision. You don't have to be a fan of Texas or of American football or soccer. It's not one or. I mean, I love Texas high school football. It's nothing like it in the world. Their movies, their books, their TV shows,
it's all
about
true.
It. It's Texas high school football.
It's
There's nothing like it. And we are giving away a copy of what is colloquially referred to as the Bible of Texas football. Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Caller 9, give us a call, 512-447-3776. You will win a copy of Dave Campbell's Texas Football for 2017.
The Bible, the other Bible.
Are you kidding? It has every team in the state of Texas, from six-man football to the NFL. There's nothing like it. In these days, it's like $15.
Man, I remember playing high school football, and yeah, everybody has one of those Uncle Rico stories, right?
But the Mighty Donner Redskins.
Yeah, but you lived for the day to see your name in this, like, players to watch. Oh, man, that was like the moment you made it, if you made that list.
If you've made it into Texas football, you've made it. You're right about that as a high school football player. But before we get to that, before we get to our Gold Cup breakdown, our Chuck Blazer eulogy of excuse me, transfer rumors around the world, we have a special guest, as I mentioned, in studio. Caitlin Swartz, native Austinite, played soccer at St. Stephen's Academy, then played collegiately at Pomona. She is the founder and CEO of Upper 90. Nice enough to wake up early on a Sunday morning and join us in studio. Caitlin, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Caitlin, for those that maybe aren't familiar with Upper 90, can you just tell us, what is Upper 90?
Sure. So Upper 90 is a positive youth development program for teenagers in low-income communities around Austin. And what we do is we use soccer basically as a hook, and we provide fun, affordable, out-of-school programming for teenagers grades 7 through 10 that helps them build their skills, plug into a team of support, and just kind of get on a path to success.
Well, having spoken with you, you and I met at the Austin Soccer Foundation banquet a few weeks ago, and you were up talking about your foundation. I know you're a lifelong soccer fan. You grew up, you love this game. You played since you were young. How did this idea come about?
Yeah, so I have loved the game of soccer since I scored my very first goal at the age of 5. And I've seen the power of the game not only to transform my own life, but just in the lives of the players I've coached and players on my team. And so my background is actually in education, and I focus on what it takes to get teenagers to successfully transition from middle school to high school. We know that ninth grade is the year where students drop out more than any other year. And so I just kind of started thinking about what would happen if I built a soccer classroom, because, you know, people can learn in all sorts of different environments. It doesn't just have to be, sitting at a desk at school.
For sure.
So my idea is kind of what would happen if we use soccer as a tool, as an education tool, to help teens develop socially, emotionally, behaviorally. That's kind of how the idea came about.
Well, that's something Justin and I and Zach, we were speaking about after we met you at the foundation banquet. Really impressed us was that you were thinking outside the box. You came up with this idea of using soccer, as you said, as a hook, as a tool, if you will, to kind of bring these young men, these young women in. But soccer, it's not just your 90 minutes on the pitch. It's not just your time training. You can use that, the skills you learn, to transfer to other aspects of life. And it seems like you've done a really good job transferring that knowledge.
Thank you. Yeah, that's kind of really the core of what we do. So our goal, Upper 90, obviously, when the ball's shot there, it's pretty much unstoppable. So our goal is really to make teens unstoppable on and off the field. And that's just something I've felt in my own life. You know, when I have a ball at my feet, I feel strong. I feel powerful. I feel like I can do anything. And so my goal is really, how do I help teenagers develop that feeling for themselves? It's a strength that I personally have carried off the field with me into other aspects of my life. And I think that it's a great tool. I think soccer, more than any other sport, provides kind of this fun, safe, welcoming environment where kids can connect with each other and develop skills and kind of build a community of support. You know, I think in this day and age, you can't succeed on your own. You need a team around you. And so that's kind of what we're about.
Well, you and I have had common experiences being able to travel and go in different places. You and I both were in Argentina. And one thing that we agree upon wholeheartedly is that soccer opens doors.
Absolutely.
If you're a fan, if you're a player, it really opens doors. It's kind of the universal language, as I always say on this show. If you're a fan of soccer, if you know soccer, you like soccer, you enjoy playing soccer, you can kind of get along anywhere in the world.
It's so true. I've traveled to places where I don't speak the language. I was in Haiti. You know, I don't speak French Creole, but I speak soccer. And so if you have a ball at your feet, you can make friends with anybody. It's totally the world's game. You just need a ball and some space to play. And so I think it's just the best way to bring people together.
Well, you know what I really love about your program, and you mentioned it a little bit just right now is just like a lot of these kids, we see problems with bullying and their low self-esteem and other things that they have to contend with. And we don't necessarily even know what some of these kids contend with at home, because a lot of these kids do come from low income backgrounds, and you're giving them an avenue to try to help build up their self-esteem and also learn how to interact with other people that they might not interact with on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that the bond that players have between themselves, you know, between teammates, and also the bond with coach, it's a really special one. There's kind of nothing like it. And so what we're about is taking that feeling of safety and that feeling of support and really using it to create a space where kids can feel safe and comfortable to talk about some of the issues that they're going through in their life. So it's not, what we do is not just soccer. It's not just soccer practice. We actually create space where kids can talk about the things that they're facing, the challenges that they face. Like I said, you know, kids can't succeed on their own. They need adults. They need peers. They need that support and that connection. And so it's really about taking something that already exists because of soccer and just using it to support kids.
Caitlin Swartz, founder and CEO of Upper 90, upper90.org. You can go to their website, find more information, joining us in studio. And Caitlin, another thing that impressed us here on the throw-in, and something we've talked about at length here, is that it seems like soccer, especially in this country, is becoming increasingly... It's a rich kid sport, and that's the reality of the matter. And you look at anywhere else in the world, I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Latin America. As you said, all you need is a ball. Here, it costs a lot of money to play soccer. If you're going to play for a club, if you're going to travel, if you're going to do all these things, it's not cheap. A lot of these families, the reality is, they're making tough decisions. Are you going to pay this bill? Are you going to try to put your kids into a club? You're providing an opportunity for them to play soccer, learn life skills for people that maybe don't have that kind of money to play for one of these big clubs.
Yeah, you know, something that I found out, a statistic that just absolutely shocked me as a native Austinite, 70% of kids in Austin don't have access to out-of-school programming. So that's over 40 hours a week that they could be spending, you know, learning and growing, that they just don't have access to these kinds of opportunities. And, you know, I think the clubs that are doing incredible work with kids, you know, it takes a lot of money to do that. And I think that that's something that a lot of different people, you know, in Austin and the United States in general are trying to solve. You know, how can we make this more accessible? And so my goal is really about access. It's how do I reach the kids that may not have the financial resources, but still deserve, just like every other kid, to have that opportunity to play the game, to love the game, to connect with their teammates, to learn, to grow, to challenge themselves. All of those awesome things that soccer helps kids do.
An incredible organization, a native Austinite, contributing to the capital city, doing everything she can to help bring soccer and bring life skills to young men and women here in the Austin area. How can our listeners find out more, and how can they contribute?
Visit our website. It's upper 90, it's 90 spelled out, .org. There's some more information about our program. You know, we're officially launching this fall, and so we are looking, you know, to partner with anybody who's interested in finding out more. Get in touch with us. Shoot us an email. You can follow us on Twitter, upper90ATX. You can follow us on Instagram. Get in touch with us. You know, this is really about bringing the soccer community together in Austin to rally around our kids. So we would love to hear from you.
Caitlin's going to stick with us for the rest of the show. She will chime in as a former player. She's got some great information. But so nice of you to join us this morning. Again, upper90spelledout.org, a great organization. We're all about bringing Austin soccer fans, Austin soccer players together. And this is a way that you can help out in the capital city when it comes to soccer players and low-income communities. Kind of two birds with one stone. Check it out, upper90.org. Coming up after the break, we will do a Gold Cup breakdown, talk some U.S. men's national team, talk about El Tri. And don't forget, you can win a copy of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, the one and only. Caller 9 512-447-3776. And also giving away tickets to the Manchester Derby Thursday night, NRG Stadium in Houston, right here on the Throw-In, 104.9 AM 1260, and streaming worldwide on hornfm.com. We're Austin Talk Sports. We're Austin Talk Soccer.
This is the Throw-In.
Welcome back. The Throw-In every Sunday morning at 9 on 104.9 FM, AM 1260, streaming worldwide on hornfm.com. If you miss any of our show, any of our previous shows, you can go back and listen, hornfm.com. all the shows cataloged for your listening pleasure. I've been out the last 2 weeks. Justin and Zach doing a great job. Zach will be out the next 2 weeks, but next week, Adam Wagner, host of the Wagner Wire, will join us, and we will get into some serious transfer news and rumors with Wags. We'll talk a little bit about the transfer news today, but next week, make sure you tune in. That will be heavy into the transfer market. Caitlin Swartz, Upper 90 founder and CEO, nice enough to join us here in studio, upper90.org. The foundation helping students from low-income Austin communities thrive in high school and beyond. We'll tell you more about that in a bit. But now, time to talk a little Gold Cup, a breakdown. U.S. got a victory, much-needed victory, and more importantly, they got the scoreline they needed with the three goals. They topped the group on goal differential. They will be first in the group over Panama. But guys, quite frankly, Zach and I were out at Haymaker. There was a great turnout, a lot of people there to watch this match. But we were far from impressed
with the U.S.
I mean, what did they do against Martinique? What did they do against Nicaragua? These are teams you should be blasting.
Okay, I know a lot of
people. The first goal was a joke. It was lucky.
Yeah.
There were two penalties blocked.
I mean, which I called. I just want to point that out. We were at Haymaker. I was like, look, this is what's going to happen.
You called both of them.
Yeah.
And I asked you for my lottery numbers, and you would not oblige me. So you and I are not on great terms right now.
Man, did you guys get into my Haterade stash this morning or something? I thought I was the only one that was going to come on air and completely blast the men's national team.
It's not just you. It's not just Zach. I mean, Caitlin said the same
you
thing.
You too?
She's not impressed.
Not impressed either, Caitlin?
It was a little tough to watch at times.
What made it so bad for you?
I just think the passing was not strong. We missed some opportunities. It was our back line.
That's been the U.S.'s whole history. That's been U.S. soccer for like the last 30, 40 years.
Kit, you said it right, I think, during the game at Haymaker. We do not know how to have a first touch.
It doesn't exist. Play the ball first touch. Strike it first touch. Send the pass. And oh my goodness, shoot the ball first touch. There would have been another two goals. But the fact that they have to settle it, look around, make a bad touch. I mean, it's mind-blowing to me. The fact that they had to do that. As always, we invite you to join the conversation. Let us know what you think about the U.S. men's national team Gold Cup performance thus far. 512-447-3776.
And that doesn't take away with, and that doesn't go with the argument where people will say, oh, but this is the US's B team, the US's C team, but it's like, that doesn't matter to me, especially against these teams.
Well, and a man who knows his US men's national team, our good friend, the Rock Doc, Robert Mitchell, nice enough to call in this morning. Rock Doc, what's your analysis of what you've seen thus far from the US?
You know, this is not the World Cup, but Bruce has got to play alternate players. He's got to get them some experience. He's got to get people out there. 16 shots on goal compared to 6. You know, if we talk about just shots on goal and everything else, it's pretty, you know, it's double more shots. It means the defense for the U.S. was playing well if they only got off 6 shots. Because a lot of the other things, besides the red card is big, all things even, the U.S. played a great game. You know, the score doesn't, you know, 3-0. You know, the last goal, it to me, doesn't count. It should have been a 2-0 game. But still, it's experience for these guys.
Rock Doc, the general consensus here, and people chiming in on the text line, is that the U.S. always plays down to the level of their competition. Do you agree with that?
No. I think Arena gets these guys going. I think nobody ever plays their, unless you're in college and you're still hungover from the day before.
But you can't sit here and tell me that you were impressed with the way that the U.S. played under Bruce Arena in this Gold Cup so far. The guys that are playing from the MLS have underperformed. Zuzi, while he did get an assist last night, has been atrocious at his level. And we know that he's not going to the World Cup. But these guys have not looked good. That win was a very lucky victory. And besides the fact, they needed that last second goal to actually win the group. If they don't win the group, is it still a decent performance?
You're wrong. They've looked good. They have not looked great.
What's the difference?
The cup is half full. These guys can perform. Nobody wants to get injured. They're not playing down to the level. They're playing up to the level where they can win, not dominate. This is not the World Cup.
But how is that satisfactory?
That is satisfactory. If you guys have talked to these guys, if you've seen them, if you've watched them, it's a different mindset. You want to play well. You want to put your afterburners on when you want to. You know, if you want to talk about playing up and above their head, who I was impressed with, Martinique. My God, you see, yes, they were the underdog. They played above their pay grade, but those guys are some of the quickest guys I've seen in a while.
The one and only Rock Doc Robert Mitchell, statistician extraordinaire, knows the U.S. men's national team as well as anyone else. What is the goal for the U.S. here in the Gold Cup? Is it to win it, or is it to get experience for the younger players?
Both. If you can look at Germany and Russia, my God, you know, you look how well they played with their younger players. That's what I say. You always want to bring up and you want to develop. And look how Germany's developed all over the years. Look at what the America's trying to do. We have such great players. We have a diversity. And these younger kids coming up, there is an opportunity for these kids to play. But you want to develop the men's team. You want everybody as strong. You want interchangeable players. You want people that can pass the ball in their sleep barefooted. And that's what Pele used to do. He used to practice barefooted on the streets with a great foot. You want these kids to have the same mentality, to know where the other players are moving. You want people interchangeable. You know, it's not inner squad. If we look at practice, these guys in inner squad are playing each other. They want to know how they move, how they pass. Mita, square, you know, triangles. You're looking, you want these guys to know how they move, how fast they're moving, the peripheral vision. It's a whole mindset. So I would say, you know, after seeing what Bruce has done, and, you know, Bruce has got a great record since he's come on. David Neal, our producer for Fox Sports, who's producing this, has been confident, and he loves what Bruce is doing. And he said Bruce won't lose the game. Now that I've said that, we've just jinxed the U.S. team.
Broadcaster's jinx, as always. Rock Doc, we appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man. We'll get you out of here on this. Is the future brighter for the U.S., or is it brighter for Mexico?
Oh, you know, I got to tell you, Mexico coming off losing a quarterfinals, I think it was, in Russia. You know, there's a lot of games for Mexico. I like both teams. I'd say we're across the border. Best of luck to both teams. I love both teams. And my heart's with both teams. In my opinion, you got to beat Germany. They're not in this cup, but you know, somebody's got to get ready to take Germany in a year. So either team, Mexico and U.S. are my two favorites, as usual. My heart. I love Martinique as the underdog, but why do you give me such tough questions? Even in the booth when we're working, you give me tough questions.
One and only Rock Doc Robert Mitchell. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You too. Take care. And he knows his stuff, like I said. He's a statistician. He does NFL games. He does U.S. men's national team games. And I think he brings up some good points. We may not agree with all of them, but they're good points. And what he said to end with, I mean, Die Mannschaft, the Germans, that is a team you have to beat. No team has ever won the Confederations Cup and the World Cup in consecutive years. But the way it looks right now, I mean, Germany's the gold standard. They win the Confederations Cup with a B, maybe a C team in emphatic fashion.
No,
I might add.
That's what I've been saying, is that if Germany's C team can go and beat Chile's A team, and our B team can't even beat Martinique, are you kidding me? Like, there are some serious problems, and I'm not really sure that there are problems that we can fix quickly.
And we're talking about this whole first touch, pass, looking, having a feel for the game, and I'm sorry, but that stems from coaching from the youth level, the way that our system is compared to what you see in other systems around the world. And I know that's a conversation that we have many times on this show, but it still rings true.
Well, it absolutely does, and we talk about it seems like every week, every other week. Here, we're all about winning. And you get parents that in a U8 game, they want to win. What's the score? You go to the rest of the world, they don't care about winning. They care about progressing, getting better, improving the touch. And that's, yes, they want to win. You play the game to win. I understand that. It's not they're going out there and we lost 17-0, but we got better, so we feel good about it. No, that's not true. But you have to progress. And the Germans, they are on another level. When they went to Brazil in 2014, every other country went to a club team in Brazil. I mean, Argentina was a Flamenco, and they said, we're going to train here. Germany built everything from the ground up. That is exactly what they have done with this program.
But you just said, like, a key phrase in the last sentence at the very beginning there, where you said, we won, so we got better. And I think that's the mindset a lot of fans have here for the United States. And unfortunately, that is not the truth. Yes, we won, but we got lucky. I don't think we should have beat Martinique. Martinique had a couple of other chances on goal that I felt that should have went in. Arguably, we shouldn't have won the group because we scored, what, that 88th minute goal with only 9 players on the pitch for the opposing team?
And it was an ugly game yesterday. Can we all just agree on that?
Oh, it
like, it was not fun to watch.
Right? You said it was bad.
It was a little tough to watch.
No, it was. We're all in agreement in games aren't always going to be beautiful. It's not always going to be the beautiful game. It's not always going to be Jogo Bonito, whatever you want to call it. Yes, the victory is important. But I've said this as long as we've had the show. I've said this for 2.5 years. I would rather play the youngsters, improve the youngsters, than play the guys who are long in the tooth. I mean, Dempsey's great, but Dempsey's 78 years old. I mean, obviously I kid, and I mean, I love the guys. From Nacogdoches, he represents Texas. People know me. I'm a Texan before anything else. But you've got to get the youngsters. This is what Germany did in the Confederations Cup. Germany played a bunch of 18 and 20-year-olds and said, we are going to get them time. We want to win. If we don't,
that's fine.
Not the end of the world. But hold on. They won and got and got big matches for 18-year-olds?
Yeah, you can't replicate that.
No one can. But you have to try. You've got to get those youngsters big-time games where the pressure is on them. You've got to send these 17-year-olds to play. This is against Nicaragua. This is against Martinique. Really?
And we're struggling against these countries. Regardless of what you think, if that was our B team or C team, we should not be struggling against the lower end of CONCACAF. If we are going to be determined as a top-tier team coming the next World Cup and the World Cup after that and the one after that one.
Well, moving just
slightly on,
we'll keep it with the Gold Cup. Obviously, Mexico's been impressive. Mexico is impressive. I mean, you look at the players they have. They have big-time guys, and not all of them are on this team because they played in the Confederations Cup. A lot of their big guns are resting, but still, we'll see if we get that Mexico-USA final that everybody wants. But hey, I mean, Jamaica can play. Other teams are in there that can play, that can hold their own. Panama, watch out.
That's been the key of CONCACAF for most of these island nations is that they make it tough. They're fast. They're athletic. They make the game rough for the Americans, and sometimes we just can't compete with them. I was going to ask you all, who do you want to see the U.S. take on? Do you want to see them take on Mexico if they want to have a chance to win this
absolutely.
Gold Cup?
I want us to play the best possible team in every single competition. If we get waxed, that's fine. But you have to play the best to be the best.
But do you think it's necessary for Bruce Arena to call in those 6 key veterans that he's already called in? We already saw Tim Howard there yesterday, Michael Bradley sitting in the stands along with Clint Dempsey, and I'm pretty sure those guys aren't coming in to sit on the bench.
But my question is, I mean, they're proven, they're good guys, but
I don't want to see it personally.
I don't want to see it either. I would rather play with the team that they fielded so far, give those guys, put them under pressure, and see how they can perform. They got the victory yesterday. They got the third goal. And give them credit. They knew they had to get the third goal to win the group. They did it. It wasn't impressive. It wasn't attractive. But it got the result.
A lot of people are hearing us complain, and I think that they might think that we are just dogging on these young players. We're not. I think we're dogging on the mentality that Bruce Arena has. I mean, you've seen it in his tweets all week.
That's an important distinction.
That they're playing well, and they're not. Like, we just need to hold their feet to the fire a little bit so that they know that they need to raise their level up. They need to raise the play of their game.
And that's what he said after the Martinique game. He goes, well, we played well. Really?
I was like, no, you didn't.
No, come on.
I mean, but that's what all good coaches should say. I mean, that's something that Mourinho would say, I think, to try to take the... I think he's doing a good job of taking the pressure off of the players because these players can't handle this type of pressure.
I think they should be able to handle a little bit more than what we're throwing at them right now, though.
But that's always been the problem with U.S. soccer is that the players could never handle the pressure from the press.
Well, I think
when it starts to get turned up to like those Italian-English levels.
I don't think we're there. I think we're just saying, look, if you're going to play, we're giving you this opportunity. Like, if you're going to, you can perform well, you can perform bad, but just if you do bad, know that there's going to be a little bit of repercussions, and we're not going to say that you did great when you didn't.
Again, exactly. Let us know what you think. The text line 512-337-3776. We're giving away tickets to Manchester Derby Thursday in Houston City and United NRG Stadium. And I like this text. The same things that were said about UT football can be said about the UT men's team. They're not passing the eyeball test. And that's the reality of it.
If Mac Brown could barely beat Alabama State, he wouldn't have that. He wouldn't have had.
You mean Alabama?
No. I mean, Alabama State.
Okay.
Like,
All right.
You know, if he was struggling, like, let's say the new head coach, if he struggles against like 1AA teams like Alabama State, Georgia Valley, whatever, Delta State, Kansas. Is he going to have a job? Is he going to have a job at the end of the year? Probably not. If this was Jurgen Klinsmann, if this was his team and they performed like this, would Jurgen have a job? Wouldn't the press have been all over Jurgen saying like, oh, his players aren't working, his methods aren't working? How come Bruce Arena doesn't get the same type of criticism right now?
Because
he's new.
We had to. He's not new at all. We had to bring him back. Things were so bad. We had to bring Arena back to qualify. We weren't going to qualify for the World Cup.
We don't know that.
CONCACAF. Are you kidding me? If we don't qualify for the World Cup, man, yes.
We're going to qualify for the World Cup. It just wasn't going to be pretty. We already knew that, regardless of who the head coach was going to be.
Oh, so it was going to be a Mexico have to go to New Zealand and beat the Kiwis kind of deal?
Hey, man, sometimes you got to get in the hard way, right?
All right. Again, let us know what you think. Give us a call, 512-447-3776.
You want to go ahead and give away these Manchester Derby tickets?
Yeah, let's give away some City United tickets Thursday night. NRG Stadium in Houston, the Citizens, the Red Devils. And man, we have a bet. The loser has to dye their hair. We're right now giving away a pair of tickets to this one. And I think we have a trivia question for these tickets.
We do. So if you are the first person to call with the correct answer to this question, the tickets will be yours. Remember, it's a two-pack of tickets. So the question is, where did David De Gea play his first game for Manchester United?
It's a biased question.
Location-wise.
What stadium?
What city? Where did David De Gea play his first game?
Hint, for those
Man
of
United?
You that watched the LA Galaxy friendly last night, you probably know the answer.
Yeah, I watched USA. I wasn't going to watch the LA Galaxy and United.
Interestingly, they had similar problems, LA Galaxy, as the men's national team did. I guess unsurprisingly.
Moving on, but I like this text. The U.S. will not get by Costa Rica in the semis. I agree. Right now, the Ticos are a better squad.
They have been for quite a while, and we've already seen the type of talent that they have. They play consistent soccer, and they always give the U.S. trouble. And I feel like when we do play Costa Rica, as big as the American Outlaws have, I think they'll have a nice home support wherever that game is going to be held.
Moving things on, you may have seen it in the news, the passing of the one and only Chuck Blazer this week. Chuck, I read this. I love this. He should be on the FIFA Mount Rushmore of corruption.
This is true.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But Zach's question, what's going to happen to his apartment that he had for his cats?
Yeah, the $6,000 a month Trump Tower apartment specifically for his cats. I want to know who gets that. Do the cats get it somehow? Does the arrangement stay? Do they own the thing? What's going on with that?
I don't know. You'd have to call FIFA. I'm sure FIFA knows.
FIFA might just like let it ride, you know?
FIFA would absolutely let it ride. Yeah, I'm sure they would indeed.
But as much as we make fun of him for his corruption and his treacherous background, we also have to admit, diving into that background, like, you did bring us the World Cup back in 1994.
He did some okay things. He wasn't terrible.
He took a country that didn't like soccer and made them like soccer.
But he had his own financial best interest at heart, and he did it with a pretense of loving the game and loving the country. I think it was all a smokescreen. It was all about him.
But I mean, you're telling me that he was going with the slow burn, like he just had this whole mentality where he was going to kind of come back and mess with the fans, and everything was going to be in his own best interest from the very onset? No, I think that grew over time. I think he had the country and the game at heart well within reason when he first started, before he became corrupt.
So he became corrupt as it progressed?
Yeah, just like Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
Greed
yeah,
is good,
all
right?
Chuck Blazer passing away. Make of it what you will. Again, Caitlin Swartz, founder and CEO of Upper 90, joining us in studio. She'll talk to us about Upper 90 and what they do here in the Austin area. Upper 90, spelled out NINETY.org. Coming up after the break, we will go around the world. We'll also talk a little transfer news. United, not really doing a whole lot, but City, on the other hand, really? £50 million for Kyle Walker? What the heck is wrong with your team?
We'll talk about it again.
We'll talk about that again. We'll also give away another pair of tickets to the United City Derby Thursday night in NRG Stadium in Houston, right here on the Throw-In, 104.9 AM 1260 and streaming worldwide on hornfm.com.
Welcome back to the Throw-In. Here's Kit McConico.
Welcome back. Final segment on the Throw-In. Congratulations, Emmanuel Miranda, winning a pair of tickets to Thursday's Manchester Derby at NRG Stadium in Houston. Congratulations, Emmanuel Miranda. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the match and enjoy the post-match. I certainly will. Again, If United wins, Justin has to dye his hair, the tips of his hair, blue for 10 days.
No, red.
Even red. Sorry.
See, I'm not
popping
out.
Right.
I know.
And conversely, if City wins, Zach has to do the same with a very nice City sky blue.
Yeah, yes. In the event of a draw, the persons whose team does not score first has to dye their hair.
Talking Manchester Derby, talking U.S. Men's National Team, getting some mixed views here on the text line. This comes in. Won the group with our C squad. Senior team players now returning for the knockout rounds. Nothing wrong with how the Gold Cup has gone so far. Good point. And then this, on the other side of things, U.S. should be ashamed of themselves. Their league is the only capitalized only league in the world playing right now. Everyone else has been off for 6 weeks. I think they're valid points on both sides.
Somewhat right. Brazilian's still going on, right? And so is the Argentine League?
No, Argentine League's taking a break.
Okay, well, we're in the middle of Champions League right now.
The Brazilians, yes, Champions League qualification. We'll talk a bit more about that. Also talk some transfer news. But first, as always, time to go around the world.
It's time to go around the world. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Fueled by Breakfast Tacos.
Breakfast tacos and coffee. Starting things off, continue our Gold Cup conversation. Really, French Guiana? Really? Fielding Florent Malouda. Malouda, the 37-year-old Frenchman, he made 80 appearances for the French national team between 2004 and 2012. He played in two World Cups for them. French Guiana knew they couldn't field him. They can in matches that are not FIFA
sanctioned,
but the Gold Cup certainly is. But they went out and played him anyways. Really?
No, actually, this one, it's kind
and,
of
it, and he was the captain.
Well, that I thought it was great, because what happened was, prior to all of this, like, since the sanction rules don't match up with the Gold Cup all the time, there was some leeway in there, and then they finally said, like, no, we're going to go under the FIFA sanction, so you therefore can't play. So I think he kind of got caught in the middle. I'm glad he played, honestly. Yeah. It was entertaining.
Moving things across the pond. Always like some good Scottish football. Celtics Lee Griffiths booked for time-wasting after fans threw a bottle of Buckfast. If you're Scottish, you know what Buckfast is. Buckfast. It's basically the equivalent of, like, nitrate.
Pretty much.
It is some high-octane alcohol.
Mad Dog?
Oh, yeah. It is mad. It is the Scottish version of Mad Dog. But Celtic, two up. Over Northern Ireland club Linfield, Griffiths, he tried to take a corner in front of some home fans. They decided to take their frustrations out on him, and he was booked for time wasting. Gotta love it.
I love soccer like that sometimes. It's just like, it's a fully immersive interaction. Fans and players.
Fan interaction. And finally, keeping things across the pond in the UK, and I know we've all been wanting to talk about this all week, our favorite goalkeeper here on the throw-in, the one and only Wayne Shaw, the pie-eating keeper, charged twice by FIFA. This is ridiculous.
Why did it take so long? Because this event happened in, what, February earlier this year?
February is a fifth-round defeat in the FA Cup when they lost to Arsenal. There was a bet. A bookmaker had 8-1 odds that Shaw would eat a pie during the match. He did indeed, and now charged, what, 5 months later?
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. But my favorite quote of his during this story has been, you know, I didn't mean to fix the match. I just was having a bit of fun, and I was hungry.
Not only that,
if you've seen Wayne, he's always hungry.
Yes. Exactly. It's not like this is a top-tier guy making millions of dollars anyways.
You watch your mouth.
And I've never understood.
Wayne Shaw is indeed a top-tier goalkeeper.
Oh, come on now. I've always had this question when it comes to prop bets. Like, how do they know? Same goes with, like, the Super Bowl, right? How do they know that the person that sings the national anthem is going to have it be over 2 minutes or under 2 minutes?
Because and, like,
how do they know that they're not
fixing
that?
Because they're degenerate gamblers.
Oh, so it's okay when we do it, but it's not okay when they do it. As we say?
Yeah, it's kind of what makes sense to me.
Oh, before we get off the plane, I got one more for you. Did you guys hear about this one in Italy? An Italian magazine broke down what they deem the worst 20 seconds of soccer ever. I'm going to repost this on our
Did it happen yesterday?
No, it did. Oh, burn! Nice! I'm going to repost this on our Facebook throw-in page so you can see what I'm talking about here. But it stems from a random 1993 Premier League match between QPR and Man City.
Oh,
I know. Hey, I'm an equal opportunity hater, a drinker. So, you know.
Oh, that has to burn. Have you burst into flames? The studio's already hot enough without the air conditioning, Justin.
No, that was before the money. That was before the talent.
Oh, before the money. He knows he's a sellout. He knows.
And on that note, that will do it for our trip around the world this week.
Is it really a bandwagon if you were already in the front seat?
We talk about this every week.
Just saying. I think we're all fans of bandwagon teams.
We absolutely are.
One loves River, the other one that's sitting next to him likes Bolka. It's like
I'm surprised you two haven't gotten into some sort of fist fight. Do we need to put Kit on the other side of the table?
That's what I was thinking,
too. I told Kaelin emphatically, I said, you are welcome to come. We'd love to have you come on and talk about Upper 90. I think Upper 90 is an amazing organization. We're thrilled to have her.
Yeah, you guys do great work.
But there was a huge... There's a huge qualifier here. I said, if you wear anything Boca, I will not let you inside the building.
Eso es. Vamos a ver.
And I was welcomed by a beautiful red River jersey. You know, I chose to take the high road. I did not wear anything Boca related.
You're classier than I know.
And Kit just welcomes me with that red. My heart hurts a little bit, but
as I said, you're a lot classier than I am. I think everyone here would agree with that. That kind of goes
without
saying. I
thought the River
fans
were supposed to be the classy ones. That's what you keep on saying.
On the field, we don't tear gas opponents.
No, at least we keep it real. We're just real people trying to play the beautiful game one day at a time.
Make of that what you will.
Vamos Boca.
This comes in on the text line. No, Lee, I did not say that Kyle Walker is unproven. I may have, but I didn't mean to say that. I just...
See, even the Tottenham fans have my back.
50 million pounds? 50 million? Really?
Yes. What about if he's good?
Is he better than Stones?
I don't know, because Stones isn't like exactly great, so probably.
Okay, you spent, last time I checked, you spent a little money on Stones as well.
It's all going to pan out.
7.5.
I'm hoping that it pans out. Sometimes you got to let the youngsters play. That's what you've been saying this whole morning.
Isn't that a record deal in football for a defender?
Record deal for a defender. 50 million pounds sterling.
Look, is it my fault that Danny Alves just got married to his new wife and she chose for them to live in Paris instead of Manchester?
Her? Yes. You do whatever she says.
I know. That's why. That's why they moved to Paris.
If she wants to play in the Falklands, you go there. You do whatever. If she wants to move to Mongolia, you do whatever she says.
Well, he did. That's why he chose
PSG.
He's
a smart man. He is indeed. He is. Hey, you can't argue with it. Again, giving away a copy of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Stay up to date on everything football from high school to college to the pros. 512-337-3776. And congratulations again, Emmanuel Miranda. Winning a pair of tickets.
Now we give away our second pair. We have two packs.
So we've given away one set. We will now give away our second pair of tickets to the Manchester Derby Thursday night in Houston. Caller number.
Let's do 9.
Caller number 9. 512-447-3776 for a pair of tickets to City United Thursday night, NRG Stadium in Houston. A lot going on. It's been a good show. It's been high octane.
Hey, Zach, what do you think the score is going to be in that game?
Okay, so the question is...
I just got to know.
I think the question really boils down to, what will the starting lineups be? And who's going to actually play in this game, and how many subs are they going to make at halftime?
That's what makes it so dangerous, doesn't
it? I know, it could. It could be a 0-0 draw.
Lines lighting up. Caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets. 512-447-3776 to United City Thursday night in Houston. But as we said, if you missed it earlier, you were maybe not waking up as early as you should. Maybe you had a night like Justin has on Saturday nights. Maybe you were at church. Maybe you were doing something. Kaelin Swartz of Upper 90, the founder and CEO, upper90.org, joining us in studio. Kaelin, again, just tell us a little bit about your foundation, your organization, if you would.
Sure. So we are a nonprofit that is a positive youth development program for teenagers in low-income communities around Austin. And what we do is we use soccer as a hook to help kids kind of get on a path to success as they transition from middle school to high school. We provide out-of-school programming for students grades 7 through 10 and weekend programming as well as summer camps.
Upper 90, spelled out, NINETY.org. A great organization. Figure out how you can get involved. Contribute. We're all about local soccer. We'll talk soccer anywhere. If there's a game in Antarctica between Penguins, we'll talk about it. But we try to focus on local soccer. We are Austinites, and this is a great soccer community here in the capital city. So contribute. Upper 90, NINETY.org. You can find more information. Kaelin, thanks for coming in early and dealing with us on a Sunday morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Don't forget, we have the bet. I cannot
You're
say
so
it enough.
You're so excited, man.
I'm excited. I'm
you
the winner.
You guys should see his face when he says it. His eyes light up like it's Christmas morning. He just got a Super Nintendo for the first time. Man, he's just so happy about this bet. I'm just like, oh, I'm
The only way it will turn out poorly is if it is a scoreless draw and I have to sing. Then we're all losers. We can all agree on that.
That's true. I wouldn't mind having to see Zach dye his hair, though.
Hey, if your citizens win, he has to dye it light
blue.
Spend
a long time trying to grow it out.
If his Red Devils win, you have to dye yours. Only 10 days. It's not the end of the world. You can do it. I'm pretty excited about this one myself.
Are you going to dye my hair for me, Kit?
No.
You're going to put on those gloves?
No.
The applicator?
I absolutely will not. We've got a few minutes here. We'll talk some transfers. We talked a little bit about Kyle Walker. I guess the other big one this week, James Rodriguez, the Colombian, the 26-year-old, loaned out from Real Madrid to Bayern.
How does that work on loan? That's like the first time I've seen like a true superstar player of his caliber be sent on loan to another super club who in turn had to send out Diego Costa on loan because they needed room for James. Does that make Bayern one of the favorites to win Champions League again with James's touch?
I think Bayern's always a favorite to win Champions League. James is a great player. He kind of fell out of favor with Rafa Benitez and then on to Zidane. But, I mean, the guy, I mean, he won.
Is it Ancelotti over there? Ancelotti, right?
Who was his coach previously at Real Madrid, who he apparently has a very good relationship with. He won 7 trophies in 3 years at the Bernabeu. I think it's a great loan for Bayern Munich. It'll cost them £9 million for 2 years, and then they'll have to fork over another 31 if they want to make it a permanent move come 2019.
Well, that's a good payoff for Bayern, and this will allow us to see if he's really a proven commodity or he was just a flash in the pan from the World Cup where he had that great performance in 14.
A bit of transfer news that I think is fantastic. I've watched some J-League soccer. I'm a fan of the Japanese national team. Keisuke Honda, the former CSK Moscow man and AC Milan man, signing with Pachuca, going to play for the Tuzos in Liga MX.
I am so excited to see that.
This is fantastic. This is a great pickup. And again, they are the CONCACAF Champions League winner. They will play in the Club World Cup come December. So we'll talk about more transfers next week. Adam Wagner, the Wagner Wire, joining us. It'll be transfer talk heavy. That'll do it for us this week here on The Throw-In. Go back and listen. A great interview with Caitlin Swartz at hornfm.com. Go back and listen to any of our previous shows. And you can find more information on Upper 90, upper90, NINETY.org. Before we get out of here, games of the week. Ladies first, Caitlin.
I'm going to throw it over to women's soccer. Our Texas team, Houston Dash, playing Boston Breakers. My personal favorite player, Rose Lavelle, this Saturday, 7:30 p.m.
How great is it that you can watch those games on Lifetime?
It's fantastic. It's I was watching Portland the other day.
Me too. I was watching them yesterday afternoon before the U.S. men's national team game. That's a lot of fun.
Talking Gold Cup, so I'm waiting to see who the U.S. is going to play and waiting for that U.S. game to see how they perform.
That's the question. How will the U.S. continue? Oh, my gosh. You kidding me? I've been like a kid in a candy store. It has to be the Manchester Derby. It's got to be Thursday. Hey, we can both go with that. We will be there. Again, congratulations. And Brian, who won the second pair of tickets, congratulations to Brian and Emmanuel, who won our 2 sets of tickets today. Enjoy the match. And, Zach, I know you have the same one.
I know. I just can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And I really hope that United can at least get the first goal, hopefully the win. So that I don't have to dye my hair.
Oh my gosh, it is going to be lovely. One of you will have to dye the hair. Hopefully, as long as it's not a scoreless draw. That'll do it for us. Thanks for joining us on The Throw-In, 104.9 AM 1260. We're Austin Talk Sports. We're Austin Talk Soccer. Have a wonderful week, Austin. Enjoy the soccer. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.